This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday condemned Russian people's quote-unquote cowardly silence as the toll for the missile strike on a tower block in the eastern city of Dnipro reached 30, with 30 others missing. Zelensky noted in his evening address that Ukraine had received many messages of sympathy from around the world in the wake of Saturday's attack. Switching to Russian, he said he wanted to address those Russians, quote, who even now could not utter a few words of condemnation of terror. Quote, your cowardly silence, your attempt to wait out what is happening will only end with the fact that one day these same terrorists will come for you, said Zelensky. Authorities in Nepal say most of the 72 people aboard a plane that crashed on Sunday were killed in the accident. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Nepal Civil Aviation Authority says the regional passenger jet crashed into a gorge while landing at a newly opened airport in the resort town of Pokhara. Witnesses rushed to the scene. At least one reported hearing cries for help from within the fiery wreck. Another said he saw the plane spinning violently in the air as it was about to land, then it nosedived. The twin-engine ATR-72 aircraft, operated by Nepal's Yeti Airlines, was flying from the capital, Kathmandu. It was carrying 68 passengers, including 15 foreign nationals. I'm Julie Walker.
Police on Sunday said they had almost finished clearing climate activists from a German village being razed to make way for a coal mine expansion as both sides accused each other of violence. In an operation that began on Wednesday, hundreds of police have removed around 300 activists from a doomed hamlet in western Germany. This is VOA News. The Congolese military says a bomb killed at least 10 people and wounded 39 others after ripping through a church in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo on Sunday, an attack blamed on suspected Islamists.
Le bilan provisoire fait état.
A Congolese military spokesman said the terrorist act happened in a Pentecostal church in the North Kivu province, in a town on the border with Uganda. A Kenyan was arrested following the bomb blast, he added, although a perpetrator of the attack in the turbulent region remains unclear. The explosion killed at least 10 people and wounded 39, he said, revising up an initial death toll of 5. China's chief diplomat is visiting Cairo for talks with Egyptian and Arab League officials. He was in Egypt on Sunday on the last stop of his tour on the resource-rich African continent, where Beijing has invested heavily in infrastructure and consolidating its footprint. The foreign minister met with Egyptian's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi and separately with his Egyptian counterpart Sameh Shoukry to discuss Sino-Egyptian relations and developing Chinese tourism to the country. An Egyptian court has handed down life prison sentences to 38 people, including a self-businessman whose social media posts helped to spark anti-government protests. The Egyptian criminal court handling the case on Sunday tried in absentia 23 of those sentences to life jail terms, including Egyptian businessman Muhammad Ali. A series of video and other social media posts by Ali, who now lives in Spain, led to scattered street demonstrations in September 2019 over allegations of corruption and other issues. U.S. President Joe Biden has made a historical pilgrimage to what he calls America's Freedom Church to mark civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday.
My message to the nation on this day is we go forward. We go together. When we choose democracy over autocracy, a beloved community over chaos, when we choose believers in the dreams, to be doers, to be unafraid, always keeping the faith.
Biden was the first sitting president to deliver a Sunday morning sermon at King's Ebenezer Baptist Church. Find more on these stories on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app for more news. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.